Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm the community reporter at NCIFM. Today, we'll be speaking with Ingrid Dewan, Grace Shelder, and Demi Cole from Circles for Reconciliation, along with Peter Kroll, Patricia Sturby from the National Healing Forest Initiative. They've come together to host the Growing Together webinar, which focuses on reconciliation, healing, and building connections between Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities. We'll learn more about their work and the goals of the webinar and how people can get involved. What is the Growing Together webinar about, and what are its main goals?
So the Circles for Reconciliation has different partners across the country. And so I know Peter and Patricia when we all kind of started together with our nonprofits. And so we work with different partners all the time. But we pivoted to the webinar because we have a huge large amount of registrations of participants who want to pursue reconciliation. And those are mostly non-Indigenous participants, which is great. So we thought, okay, let's start these webinars. So we started December, and then we said, hey, let's go get Patricia and Peter for this new one, because we're going to have them quarterly for the year moving forward. And this way we can inform more people and quench that thirst for reconciliation. So this is what the webinar is about, is partnering up with the National Healing Forest Initiative.
What inspired Circles of Reconciliation and the National Healing Forest Initiative to collaborate on this event?
I think because one of the things that I think anyways is that in my work, my volunteer work, I was approached by the town that I live in Stonewall here, that they wanted to do something with garden. So they had a garden already made here in Stonewall, but they wanted to add seniors and First Nations. So now the garden was made last year, the healing garden here in Stonewall. And I think this year is going to be it'll be better because we'll know more, and we'll know more what we can plant into it, right? Because it's a very open space, and we want to make sure that it's covered.
Who is this webinar for, and what will attendees gain from it?
The webinar is for all would like to be on the path to reconciliation, but not just reconciliation. We need to be unified, unity, right? And to learn from each other.
The webinar is for everyone that is on the path to reconciliation. And our work here at the Circles for Reconciliation has majorly been about that, and bringing newcomers, bringing non-Indigenous and refining together and learning the path to reconciliation. One of the things that I was able to explain, and one of the things that we've always shared, even when I joined the Circles for Reconciliation, is that most of the perception that has been given to us, even when we just arrived Canada, has been, will I say, not so good perspective about defining people. And this initiative is a very good opportunity for everyone to learn and also to work towards that path of reconciliation. So I say it's a very commendable one. Thank you.
What topics will be covered during this webinar?
We're going to talk about the National Healing Forest Initiative, its history, its objectives, how Patricia and I came together, its results, challenges, path forward, invitation to people to come and join.
Yeah, and I think that's the big piece. Like, often people will say, well, how do I do it? Now, you know, now they've heard of this National Healing Forest Initiative, and then they're like, what do I do? Right? And so we do have, you know, a few steps that we can, you know, guide them. You know, one is just forming, you know, just loosely forming a committee of Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. And then just sitting together, learning just by being with each other. And then through their own creativity, they come up with whatever design that they want that represents the territory and the people who are, you know, part of that committee.
Can you explain the missions of Circles for Reconciliation and the National Healing Forest Initiative and how they support this webinar's goals?
The heart of the Healing Forest, which is at the heart, I think, of Circles for Reconciliation, is healing, is grounding yourself, and the, you know, everybody needs healing all the time, and some more than others. And But what's these National Healing Forest spaces are proving to be healing for non-First Nation people as well, which is actually quite interesting to see that when they partner with the First Nation community, how each other's biases become visible and have to be addressed. And that can be painful, but through that pain comes sort of a new way of being. And that's a lovely thing to witness, and we've seen it. I've seen it in myself working with Patricia. So it's, one can get quite emotional talking about these things, but it's profound what's happening in these spaces.
Because pain and healing aren't, they're not exclusive to Indigenous peoples in our history. Everyone has a history. The core purpose behind creating the National Healing Forest Initiative had to do with recognizing children who were lost or disappeared in residential schools. That in itself, just knowing that there's so many children that had been impacted, is really meaningful for me. And my family had been in. Also attended residential schools, my mom and aunts and uncles and others. And so that kind of personal connection with it is really important for me. And Circles of Reconciliation, National Healing Forests have that, as Peter just mentioned, that healing connection. So it doesn't matter who you are. I've got friends, Peter's, had people share with him as well, non-Indigenous folks, about how the National Healing Forest have really helped them, like just help them bring out some emotion that may be stuck there. So it's been really I think a really wonderful opportunity to support people in their healing process.
What is the process for registering for the webinar, and are there any costs to attend?
So it's going through Eventbrite. It's $25 to register. And in all candidness, Eventbrite charges $4, so it's $21 that the circles will get, right? And that is in support of future circles, community circles, meaning that individuals that go into these circles, there's no one to pay for that, right? So we charge a dollar and Ingrid pays the dollar. Which is fine. So it's $25. That's what it is. And from 11:45 till 1:30, 12 to 1, Patricia and Peter will speak. And then the Q&A right after that. 11:45 is like everybody's just trying to get into the Zoom, right? And so forth.
That was our conversation with Ingrid Dewan, Grace Shelder, and Demi Cole from Circles for Reconciliation, along with Peter Kroll, Patricia Sturbees from the National Healing Forest Initiative. The Growing Together webinar takes place on Friday, March 21st, 2025, from 11:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., live on Zoom. Registration is $25, which helps support future reconciliation circles. If you'd like to learn more or register, visit circlesforreconciliation.ca, where you can also find the event poster. I'm Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCIFM and the Local Journalism Initiative. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.